The Green Guerrillas Against Greenwash are on a mission to inform the public about what they see as greenwash or insincere environmental PR on the part of local energy provider PG&E.
PG&E will never buy from independent renewable sources when they already are invested in dirty energy. They'll always buy from themselves first.
The Green Guerrillas Against Greenwash staged a theatrical action on the steps of San Francisco City Hall. In it, a stilt walker dressed up as a windmill argued with an activist dressed up as Gavin Newsom, and another one in a pig costume on a unicycle representing PG&E.
And Gavin, what are you doing hanging out with PG&E at a time like this?
This is a professional meeting,
yeah.
So the rumors are true. I heard about PG&E. I heard about you giving thousands of dollars to various Gavin campaigns over the years.
The Green Guerrillas Against Greenwash were at City Hall to advocate for the passage of the Community Choice Aggregation Plan that they say will challenge PG&E's monopoly as a local energy provider. Paul Fenn, CEO of Oakland-based Local Power, worked on the bill.
The bill allows cities to choose their power provider, so rather than PG&E or your local utility automatically receiving your monthly electric bill money, it goes to a source chosen by or to a recipient chosen by the city under a performance contract. So it's a bit like a garbage service where the garbage company has to collect curbside and separate the waste. You can separate, in effect, the carbon, nuclear, the bad parts of your energy supply out and then use revenue bonds so you can actually build a renewable energy network on a public works scale.
PG&E is also making a bid to be seen as a provider of renewable energy. Although it did not respond to calls by airtime, PG&E has put posters up all over San Francisco in a campaign called Let's Green the City. In it, billboards congratulate individuals for making environmentally sound decisions, like recycling and biking to work. Sakura Saunders works with the Green Guerrillas Against Greenwash.
It's a relationship. It's an important relationship.
But Gavin, you can't have us both! If CCE is implemented, then we'll stop buying our energy from PG&E.
We believe in green at PG&E. We believe in green.
We're not going to be fooled by your token green project.
Brad Johnson is an organizer for the Sierra Club in San Francisco, which supports the CCA initiative.
Really, what's happening is corporations and special interests are jumping on the public's will to stop global warming, and they see dollar signs in that.
The bill was heard at the Budget and Finance Committee hearing and is expected to be ready for a vote by San Francisco's supervisors in a matter of weeks.